Well, hello, teachers, and welcome to your Monday Mindset Podcast episode. These are short little snippets of thoughts, reflections that I share with you on a weekly basis that are focused around mindset, things that we can do to live our best lives, to live an intentional life. And I invite you to not just listen to these for yourself and how they apply to you in your life, but consider sharing them with other people too. Consider sharing them with your students every Monday and having a conversation about it and doing a reflection together. Because I think a lot of these thoughts, these topics, these questions are just a part of being human. And sometimes being human can feel lonely. And to know that other people are struggling through some of the same challenges that you are and are benefiting from having these types of conversations is hugely powerful in allowing us to get to be the best version of ourselves, to take who we are and who we be and who we show up in the world as to that next level. So I really hope that you enjoy these Monday Mindsets. And if you do, let us know over on our Instagram at Evie Academics. Thanks so much for listening, and let's dive into our Monday Mindset. Okay, so I feel like just an FYI, some of the episodes for Monday Mindset this month are going to be focused on largely a specific conversation that came up in this program that I'm doing at my gym. And it was wild. Like this whole, everything that was happening, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is such a great life lesson. Oh my gosh, this is such a great life lesson. So now I get to bring those life lessons to you. So that is going to be part of the focus for our May Monday Mindsets, stems from this conversation. So basically, what happened was we were having a conversation as a small group of women who are working with the owner of the gym on our fitness. We have like a nutrition plan and fitness goals and all this stuff, okay? And one of the women said to the instructor, you know, I have a bone to pick with you about something. And she was very upset about the calories not being included in the recipe, whatever. And I'm sitting there listening to this, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is a you problem, right? This is not a trainer problem. The way that this woman was coming at the trainer with such like contempt and anger and frustration, it very much stemmed from her, not from the trainer not putting the calories in for the, you know, bar that she, recipe that she had shared or whatever it was. And I'm sitting listening, and it very much was from like a victim mindset. Like, it's your fault that I'm not meeting my targets, right? Of putting the agency on someone else. And it just made me really think to myself, gosh, this is about you, right? This is about something that you are still struggling with that's impacting this interaction and that's impacting your ability to be successful in this group right here. And it made it so clear to me, right, that someone who is unhealed or is dealing with like something, there's something underneath that, right? She's not really mad at our instructor for not providing the calories for the bar, for the recipe. It's about something else. Like there's something deeper below that that's unhealed that's coming up for her. That's a her thing that she is going to get to work through, or she will always be in that victim mentality of blaming someone else for her problems. Or as opposed to someone who's done the work of gone through the healing process of really identified these things, right? The actions of other people actually have very little to do with me and my success. It's about me. I'm not a victim to my circumstances in that regard, right? I have agency over my life when I come at it from that perspective. And so I share that with you because I want you to sit with yourself, you know, have a little bit of self-reflection and maybe some self-awareness that might be hard of, you know, when we start blaming others and we come from this place of, I'm a victim to my circumstance. Like I was like this for so long with my son, with feeling like a victim to motherhood and a victim to parenthood and making all of the excuses as to why I wasn't happy. I have agency over my own happiness. I get to decide whether or not I'm going to be happy. And it wasn't until I really worked through and healed myself through a lot of work, a lot of therapy, a lot of intensive work through that, that I was able to come out the other side and realize, gosh, I am not a victim here. I get to choose whether or not I'm happy. I get to choose happiness, right? So just some food for thought on this Monday morning. And I hope that serves you in some capacity. And if it does, you know, let me know over on Instagram. Come share at EB Academics over on the Instagrams. I would love to hear from you. It would mean a lot to me. So here's to another great week of living intentionally.